they really want to, I think, follow the British plan last week. It's quite unusual, I must say, that the British have come up with something that everybody wants to copy. But it's along the lines of the British plan to provide capital for banks where necessary to help with funding and guarantees for money market operations, that kind of thing, because I think world leaders have A, over the weekend, woken up to how serious this is, and B, have realised that before markets open today, they've got to have some credible plan in place.
Do you think the plan that they've got in place is credible enough to stop the markets panicking?
Who knows anymore? These are very difficult times, aren't they? And people thought the British plan would draw a line in the sand, but of course these markets are global and the British plan is a British plan. Is it credible? I think it could be, but markets are in a very, very panicky mood at the moment. And it looks like today we'll see the government taking majority stakes in RBS and HBOS, such as the collapse in their share prices on Friday, meant that any money the government puts in entitles them to a bigger share in those banks now. So we're heading towards effective nationalisation of one or more other banks, possibly the entire system.
And are these signs that the government might actually have to go further than the bailout plan it announced on Wednesday?
Yes, quite possibly. As I was just hinting there, it could be that we have to go for full-scale nationalisation of the banking system. That sounds a radical step. It is a radical step. These are radical times. Ironically, because of the falls in the share prices of these banks, nationalising the entire system wouldn't cost as much as you might think otherwise.
You were quite enthusiastic, actually, about the bailout plan. And in fact, there's been, as you've suggested, I mean, the other world leaders seem to have reacted very positively to it. Are there any other plans out there? I mean, what are the other options?
Well, it would be full-scale nationalisation across lots of countries and lots of banks, I think. Beyond that, you don't really want to go because you start to run out of options after that. You have options like closing the banking system for a few days, as Franklin Roosevelt did in 1933. You have options like closing markets for a day or two. None of these are places you really want to go, though, because all they can do is cool things down temporarily. They don't solve any underlying problems. But as I say, if we get these kind of British-scale plans adopted globally, that ought to stop the rot. And this isn't to say that I'm backing a British plan because it's British. It's just because it's quite good and it's very comprehensive.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn, head of the International Monetary Fund, said at the weekend that there must be no return to business as usual when the worst of this crisis is over. How will the world's leaders rebuild the financial system, assuming that we get to the point where they've managed to calm the market?
Well, I think as they've had the textbooks out about the Great Crash recently, they'll have to get the textbooks out again about proper banking regulation that they've systematically dismantled over the last two or three decades, not just in Britain, but in other countries too, as they've listened to these bankers who've said, oh yes, if you deregulate us, we'll go off and make loads of money. What they forgot to say was that also they'll build in instability in the system that one day will go pop, and it's now gone pop, and we're in trouble. So these bankers can expect a much changed landscape going forward. And hopefully most of them won't be in their jobs either, I should add.
This sort of landscape that we're looking at, banks will have to be looking at making less profit and have more capital, in essence.
Yes, exactly. Considering that they only made up a fairly small, or not a fairly small, but I forget the percentages now, but their share of profits made in Britain far outweighed their share of market capitalisation in the FTSE, if you see what I mean. They were making much, much bigger profits last year than they were a decade or two decades ago. They're going to have to get used to making less profit. They're going to have to serve the economy rather than have the economy serve them. They're going to have to make normal amounts of profit, and they're going to have to wind in their risk-taking.